Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 33 to 47. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he's calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus saw where he was laid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ray Hagen, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Westfield, New Jersey.
What is your response when you encounter those really terrible times in life? Sometimes they don't touch us as personally, like the disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370 or last week's shooting at Fort Hood. Sometimes they do. Many people respond by blaming and rejecting God, but what I want to ask today is, what is your response? Today's text is Mark 15, 33 through 47. It is the Good Friday text. Our text begins in the middle of the crucifixion, with darkness coming on the whole land, darkness for 3 hours. Jesus calls out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" What we have is God the Son experiencing full abandonment from God the Father, separation within the Godhead. We can see this a little more clearly if we turn to Psalm 22, where these same words are recorded, along with a description of that abandonment. We can see this in the darkness for 3 hours, three, the number of our God, the Trinity, and darkness, picturing that separation and agony. Jesus experiences the alienation from the Father so that we don't have to experience the ultimate consequence of sin. In verse 38, we see the temple veil is torn in two. That curtain that separates the Holy of Holies, where once the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat of God, had set, the thing that separated the very presence of God from the people, was removed. And so here we see the response of God to sin. Sin had resulted in our separation from God. And yet here on the cross, Jesus, God, experiences separation from God and death, so that we can experience forgiveness and communion with God. Moreover, I believe that he does not die from his physical torment and from the crucifixion itself. Crucifixion is a slow process of strangulation. Yet in verse 37, it says, after a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. And in verse 44, Pilate is surprised that Jesus dies so quickly. I believe that Jesus died of a broken heart. I see physiological evidence for this in the Gospels, when the soldier pierced his side and blood and water comes out. Jesus experiences such pain from all the agony and sin and sickness of all people of all time that his heart just burst. This is God's response to sin, to evil, to tragedy in life. to deal with that for us. So what is your response? Notice the centurion's response to Jesus' death. Truly, this was the Son of God. Mark has designed his whole gospel to point to this response. The first words of his gospels, read them, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now read Mark's gospel. God the Father, Jesus himself, and even demons all declare that Jesus is the Son of God. But it's only in seeing the death of Jesus do we finally have a person seeing Jesus for who he is, the Son of God. This is God's desire for how you might respond to the death of Jesus, by responding in faith and placing your trust in a God who loves you so much. Our text ends in verse 47 with the Marys watching where they laid Jesus in the grave, but we know that early on Sunday morning they come back to the same grave to find it empty. The death of Jesus doesn't just gain forgiveness for us, it brings power to our life. Jesus himself said that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. He wants you to know that you can have and for you to respond in a life empowered by that resurrection power to be so much more. What is your response when you see the terrible times and lives of others? Remember that separation of God that Jesus already experienced for those people who right now are experiencing pain and separation from God. What God desires is for you to share the wonderful news of Good Friday and Easter with them. Yaroslav Pelikan stated, "If Christ is risen, then nothing else matters. And if Christ is not risen, then nothing else matters." We can say that of the death of Jesus as well. A couple of years ago, there was a little news item in Newsweek magazine. It was a letter from the Greenville County, South Carolina Department of Social Services. It was written to a dead person. The letter read, "Your food stamps will be stopped effective immediately because we received notice that you passed away. May God bless you. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances." By the death of Christ, our situation has changed. We can respond in confidence, in faith, in newness of life, and sharing with others that their situations can be changed as well. May God richly bless you as you celebrate and in your response to the passion, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord in this upcoming Holy Week.
We thank Pastor Ray Hagen from Redeemer Lutheran Church, Westfield, New Jersey, for today's meditation on God's Word.